From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Nick Sutter Downs from Cornstalk Theater. Nick joins us to talk about the Cornstalk's digital play series, which includes performances and workshops that are available to stream on a variety of dates now through December. Nick, we're so excited to have you with us today on Out and About.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
When you moved to the digital play platform, talk about how you determine which shows, which content you can use, and which content is going to really work with what you have available.
Absolutely. So especially with this being brand new and completely uncharted territory, we really had no idea what we were in for and what that process would look like. So we knew, at least for the first few, that we wanted to focus on public domain works or new works. The first show that we did was an original play called The Other Half. And so that was really like an experimental show in all aspects, in terms of what the rehearsal process would look like, in terms of what filming would look like, how would we stage this, and how could we do this and keep everybody safe. And so once we had the show picked, then began the I don't want to say challenge, but in a way it was a challenge, the investigation for what kind of streaming platform we would use to then present this content. So we have been primarily focusing on scheduled content, which means that we record and edit everything in advance. And then when we are quote unquote live streaming it, we are streaming content that has already been pre-recorded. But then what you are seeing is a live feed of us cueing the show and telling the device when to call what scenes.
This sounds exhausting, Nick, but it also sounds really exciting in that in a way, you at Cornstalk are problem solving the exact same problems that, you know, the manager at Lincoln Center is problem solving and the manager at La Jolla Playhouse is problem solving real time. And this is happening in the industry across the world right now.
Yeah. And, you know, the solution is not going to be the same for everyone. And so I think that you kind of have to put blinders on and look at what other organizations are doing just from an informational perspective, but don't try to mimic or copy what they're doing because their solution may not be the right solution for you.
So talk us through a few of the shows that are going to be featured in the digital play series.
Yes, absolutely. So our next show coming up on Saturday, November 14th and Thursday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. Central Time is a show called Dark Passages. And so this is actually two public domain pieces that kind of work together into one overarching piece. And so it features The Cask of Amontillado by Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, I love that one.
Yes. And The Yellow Sign by Robert Chambers, which is kind of very Lovecraftian in its content. And that show is directed by Kyle Redman. Next after that is then a licensed show, a show that was actually supposed to be at the Goodman Theater, I believe, in Chicago back in February before the world kind of closed down a little bit. And that show is called Schoolgirls or the African Mean Girls Play. And that is directed by Jasmine Providence and her directorial debut. And this features a cast of the cast is completely people of color, ladies of color, mind you. It is a female cast. And that show takes place in Ghana, complete with the accents and dialect. They they did so much research in order to make this feel as true and honest as possible.
And all of these, Nick, people can go directly to Cornstalk's website, to your main website, to get the click-throughs and the links and all of that.
Yes, we actually just added a new section in our header on the website. So if you just go to cornstalktheater.com, right below the logo up top, you'll see a tab that says Digital Plays and Workshops, where you can get all of this information.
Fantastic.
Then December 1st, which is World AIDS Day, we are presenting Lonely Planet, which is another licensed show through Drama Display Service. And it's about these two friends and the AIDS pandemic and how it is affecting their lives and the lives of those around them. So it'll be a very touching piece. Will likely cause some tears. So if you need that cathartic cry, yes. Lonely Planet is probably going to be the piece for you.
Okay.
And then the last one that we have coming up here in December then is It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. What's really exciting about that one is that it will then also, the audio will also air on WCBU on Christmas Day.
Oh, so, wow.
If you miss being able to see the show on December 19th, then you can at least listen to it with your family on Christmas Day. And something I do want to point out is that these shows are not on demand, so you can't just purchase a ticket and watch whenever you want. These are as if you were going to the theater. They are only available on the days and performance times that are listed. So buy your tickets now and make sure that you tune in.
You know, if you could say one thing to the patron or the new patron who maybe is on the fence about purchasing a digital ticket and having that first digital theater experience, what do you want to say to that person to entice them to give this a try?
It's not scary. Don't be afraid of the unknown. It's different, but that's a good thing. You know, I think that now, especially, we can all flex some new muscles and be a little bit more open-minded and try something new. And I promise that you won't be disappointed, and you will be supporting a local nonprofit arts organization and help keep us alive and relevant. But if you have any questions at all, you can easily reach out to us in the office, and we are more than happy to answer any of those questions and hopefully ease your mind. And we hope that you'll join us for some of this digital content.
That was Nick Sutter Downs from Cornstalk Theater talking about their digital play series, which offers a variety of live stream shows, workshops, and more now through January. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can visit cornstalktheater.com. Nick, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.